Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so guys, I just went to the bathroom. I blew my nose. I can kind of breathe.
Yay! Oh, all right. Small wins.
This is huge. We're going to do this. We're going to make it through this show.
We got it.
Cassie gave me some meds I'm going to take here in a little bit, and hopefully by the end of the show, we'll be rocking.
Yeah. Seriously, whoever invented Advil cold and sinus needs a Nobel Prize.
Ooh. As soon as I can figure out how to open the packaging.
Oh, do you see the one I just ripped it because I couldn't open it?
Can't get into it. I tried for two breaks now, and I can't get into it.
We need some scissors.
All right, Rebecca, you have kicked the meds to the curb.
I'm off the juice, y'all.
Oh.
Officially.
What juice were you on?
I was on Prozac.
Okay.
So I was on Prozac for almost 10 years. I think it was like 9.5 years.
And what was the reason to go to the doctor and to get on Prozac to begin with?
So I was diagnosed with OCD when I was like 19 years old. I didn't start taking medication until... Oh, God, how old am I now? I'm 29, so 20. I guess a little year after.
And what were some of the things, like, we all have that moment where whatever we're dealing with mental health-wise just gets to a fever pitch and you're like, I can't live like this anymore. Do you remember what that was for you?
It was a time in my college career where I developed basically a new obsession that was so distressing to me that I thought I wasn't going to make it.
Oh.
Like, it literally was a life or death situation for me.
Gotcha.
It was really unfortunate. But I had a psychiatrist at the time who was just giving me therapy because he was also a psychologist. And I came to him and he prescribed me Prozac. And I cannot undermine what it did for me. Like, at that time and for a long time after, it really actually saved my life. It was a boost that I needed, because it wasn't everything, but it was the boost I needed to be able to get up and develop the coping skills that I needed and talk to someone and really get out of a rough time. And now I look back and I'm so glad that I had him and I took that and I was able to get out of that tough life situation.
And I'm so proud of you, because I know that's not it's not easy to ask for help. It's not easy to take those steps, and you did it, and I'm really proud of you for having done it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's hard to talk about still, because it was a really difficult time in my life. I had really bad health OCD. I was so trendy. God, I didn't know a pandemic was about to happen, and I was like way ahead of the curve. But yeah, now I look back and I'm like, I made it out of that. What I can make it out of anything.
It's so hard, I think, for some people, because they feel like it's a failure to take meds. And we would take medicine for our physical bodies, so why not for your mental health? And somebody put it this way. I read this recently, and I thought it was really fantastic for anyone who's on the fence. They're like, oh, it's not that I need these meds. It's that my brain isn't doing certain things that everyone else's brains do, and taking these meds just help my brain have those chemical reactions. And when they looked at it that way, like, it's not like I'm broken. It's just, this is bringing me up to the same playing field level as everybody else and just giving me a boost. That totally changed how they looked at it.
My favorite analogy is, like, you wouldn't come down on a diabetic for taking insulin.
Yeah.
Because their body doesn't produce that, right? So it's very much...
That's a great one.
The same thing.
Exactly.
So now here we are 10 years later, and you're like... Juice be gone.
Yeah, honestly, I kept going for like years and years just because I was like, you know, everything's going well. I'm kind of trucking. Why not stop the train? Like, I don't need to. Yeah. recently, I just thought, you know what? It's kind of always been a goal. I want to get off. I want to sort of live my life without it and just see if I can do that. So I talked to my doctor and he agreed with me and we made a plan. And my last day of taking the medication was May 4th, which I remember very specifically because the next day I went to Cinco de Mayo and I had a drink and I was like, oh, now I'm not drinking on antidepressants, which you're not supposed to do, but I did for a long time. Now this is like copacetic. So it's been about give or take a month and I'm feeling really good.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, like maybe too good.
No such thing.
Like, I'm like,
you seem really surprised by that.
I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting, yeah, honestly, because there are so many like symptoms you can have. I feel great, but there are two kind of interesting side effects that I've been experiencing. Have you ever heard of brain zaps?
Brain zaps.
No.
That is the craziest thing I think I've ever experienced. It was something I did not expect that I was going to have.
I've had crotch lightning. Oh. But I have not had brain zaps.
I've had crotch lightning.
Save that.
All of it.
Ka-chow! When you're pregnant, crotch lightning is actually very common for pregnant women.
What? I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah, you
yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, Thor. I wish it was God that cool. Of the cooch.
Man, I wish it was that cool.
Honestly,
what are brain zaps?
I feel like it probably is similar. It literally feels like your brain takes a screenshot. Like, I'm walking around, if I turn my head too quickly or if I get up too quickly, it's almost like being anemic. It's like you're just like, you faint almost for a second.
Oh.
And just like a millisecond, you're like, whoa, what the hell is going on? And you have to reorient yourself.
Is that because your blood pressure is like wonky because it's getting off the meds or something?
I don't know. And it's something that usually happens to people who were on pretty high doses. And I was on a low dose. But I think it was just because I took it for so long. My brain's reorienting.
Yeah.
But the craziest thing is I can't stop crying.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was on Prozac, I never cried. Don't let you cry. So it's like the floodgates are open.
You're feeling all the emotions.
It is wild.
Do you find yourself, I'm curious because I just discovered something recently. Do you find yourself crying at the dumb, stupid, simple stuff, but not at high stress situations?
Can I give you a list of the things that I've cried at
please
in the past 2 weeks? Because it is ridiculous. All right. I watched a TikTok of a cartoon where a cat wears a top hat. That was really sad. It made me cry really hard.
A cartoon? It was a
cartoon. It had like an Alice in Wonderland song in Spanish and it was wearing a top hat. It was so cute.
In Spanish?
Wow. It was in Spanish.
Do you speak Spanish?
Okay. No. I got in an argument with my friend about what we should buy from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Mm. She didn't want to buy the chicken tilapia stuff. I don't know. I wondered if my dog knows how much I love her.
No.
I was a little drunk. I felt really tired, but I didn't want to go to sleep yet.
You're like a four-year-old.
That was like one tear. That wasn't like a whole cry. I realized that in the last 2 weeks, I had cried more than I had cried in a year on Prozac and started crying about that.
You start crying about crying.
Yeah. Okay.
It's your body like recalibrating. I did this for years. We used to joke on the show, which is funny now for the new people. Like, I was an emotionless robot.
Yeah.
I never teared up. I never felt like anything. And now I cry at everything. And it's so annoying because it's a pendulum swing. But what I read is I don't cry at like really big high stress situations or if they happen to me. Like, my mother got diagnosed with breast cancer and I didn't cry because I'm like, what do we need to do? Mm. And it's a trauma response for a lot of people who have had some kind of trauma in their past not to cry at big stress situations. But the littlest things like a Publix commercial, Queer Eye, I'm like bawling over. But I think it's your body just recalibrating that emotional pendulum. It's annoying.
I need like a caddy of tissues to carry around like everywhere I go, I guess.
But aside from the burst of tears at cartoon cats and top hats, you're doing good.
yeah, I am. And I love it. So if anyone's listening and they were scared like I was, it's okay, girl. Do it.
Or if they were scared to get on it. I think that's also a lesson here, too.
Bury that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.